Welcome to the Chart Toppin' Show, where you decide what plays. You choose your favorites. So enjoy the best sounds of Radio Sega.
Number 38.
Welcome everyone to the Chart Topping Show with me, who I happen to be Rapsic. This is Radio Sega's Saturday show at 8 p.m. West European / British time, and all the other corresponding time zone changes to everywhere else around the world. So it's good evening for some, good afternoon for some, and good morning for some. This show started with, as usual, number 38, which happened to be Havoc Harbor from Sonic Paradox Remix Shorts, Metal Harbor, and Visor Jeff Hogg. Was it just me, or did these track also have notes from Sonic 3's Data Select theme in there? Can anyone just confirm I'm not crazy? Anyways, so thanks to Electric Boogaloo, I got the info that I had forgotten, that it's 3 p.m. at the moment, Eastern time, and Lost Impact just said it's not just me. Thank you. Apparently, yep, it got some Sonic 3 Data Select tunes in there. It's a nice mashup. I've got to say, it actually felt in place. Anyways, as I said on the Discord shows room, and as it was also posted on social media by our Mr. Social Twinny. Thank you very much for your work every week, by the way. As if you didn't know that, I'm really thankful about it. This show is going to be like the first two after it came back from from those first vacations. There's going to be two top 20s with no special segments in between. Last week we played tons of awesome Mega Drive / Genesis tunes from the first, the original, the real Mortal Kombat. That's... the game is 25 years old, but it was ported to the Mega Drive / Genesis again. 1 year later, so it's 24. But the tunes by... I think it was Shawn Hollingworth and Matt Furniss. Shawn Hollingworth was the arranger, while Matt Furniss was the main... the guy behind those. And Dan Forden was the original composer for the arcade, by the way. We had that segment, if you remember it right, and we usually always had one of those for our chart-topping shows. But still, this time the second part of the show is going to be a weekly theme top. It wasn't really related to any specific polls just made out for you, because there have already been tons of polls like that being posted, like especially for PT Kickass's awesome show, which will happen tomorrow. He's been covering Sonic games one after another, and one of his segments, he has a weekly vote for weekly polls for people to vote on what songs from that particular game that they prefer. And not to overload you with polls, with Sonic music polls, I decided to choose the 20 most requested tracks ever since the Radio Sega's request register started working, which I'm not entirely sure now. I've been told that by the higher ups before. I don't really recall, but it's like 6-7 years ago. So it's got tons of requests and tons of music and lots of time to cover just what our users like the most about those classic Sega Sonic tunes. I mean, I said Sega because obviously Sonic is a great part of Sega. There are some huge surprises there, mostly because there were some really enthusiastic requesters a while ago for some specific games that are not really regular, at least requesters nowadays, so you're going to see things you probably aren't really expecting. Not see, but listen. I think you got what I meant. I've been babbling for way too long when there's too many awesome tracks to be played, so we're going to go with the number 20, which is from Sonic and the Secret Rings, a track that's mostly famous for being Koban Hermani's opener. I think that's the name of the YouTuber. Let's enjoy The Palace That Was Found.
Number 20.
If truly free be stopped, never through all that's happening.
Who's gonna rock the place? Where forever gonna rock the place?
Number 19.
Citizens of Earth, lend me your ears and listen to me very carefully. My name is Dr. Eggman, the world's greatest scientist, and soon to be the world's greatest ruler. From this moment forward, you are all citizens of the great Eggman Empire. Now witness the beginning of the greatest empire of all time.
Another one of the time-cutting measures that I will apply for this show is that I'm actually going to say what tracks they are during their own time rather than just mention it on a break afterwards. This is obviously Don't Drop Me from Sega Touring Car Championship, a game that's more than 20 years old now at this point. It was great anyway.
Number 18.
And the racing games from the 90s theme continues. This is Soul on Desert. Number 18. It's from the desert stage on Sega Rally 2.
Number 17.
Number 17 is a track from a game I had honestly not heard about before. This is a rather chill track called Aqua from Sega Marine Fishing, which is probably about a marine that is fishing. Anyways, so let's see. It's for the Dreamcast, apparently released 1999, for the arcade, Dreamcast and Windows. So it can be played using the fishing rod controller for the Dreamcast, which is probably the same. Oh, it's a sequel for Sega Bass Fishing. I didn't know it had a sequel. Interesting. The gameplay's emphasis was on enticing fish to bite onto the lure and then successfully fighting the fish and reeling it to the boat. I mean, that's just like every kind of fishing ever. But yeah, okay, thanks for the explanation anyway, Wikipedia.
Systems, full power!
Number 16.
Well, from the lyrics, I guess you could assume already that this is from a Spider-Man game. Yep. The Amazing Spider-Man vs. the Kingpin, actually published by Sega, and that's how it's eligible to be on this site. It's Swing Time, and the game, by the way, is for the Mega CD, / Sega CD.
Protect the common man.
Number 15.
And this is a rather metal-ish theme on the Mega Drive, on the Mega Drive sound chip. It's Warlike Requiem, the last boss BGM from Thunder Force 4, Lightning Force Quest for the Dark Star.
Any ideas, you fools? You haven't seen the power this vessel really has. Get a load of this.
Number 14.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
And this is yet another Visor Jeff Hawk track. This is Above the Storm, Sky Troops, from the Sonic Paradox Remix Shorts.
Number 13.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
We'll be right back.
This was number 13, Waking Up from Shadow the Hedgehog.
Number 12.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Eggman's remix for Shadow the Hedgehog from Doc Robitnik's. This song is called EGGMAN Doc Robitnik's mix from Shadow the Hedgehog.
Number 11.
This is Gorilla from Binary Domain, a new entry, and I'm pretty sure it's the first time ever Binary Domain has been represented on the chart-topping show. It's always great to have new tracks in here. Well, guys, you know, originally I was thinking about cutting back on the gimmicks just to save time, but, well, it doesn't go like that, does it? I mean, CTS is still going to be CTS without them, but there's just something missing, isn't there? So I just hastily brought them... And yeah, you'll be hearing them for the next few tracks. I actually didn't put the Where's That Damn Chaos Emerald one just before the Classic Sonic chart that's coming next. After this one, which is for people who have joined recently. It's the top 20 most requested tracks on Radio Sega last week. After this top ends, we'll get the ones with the most requested Sonic or classic Sonic games tracks ever since this site started registering them, which is around 7 years ago, which is tons of different generations of listeners and users and requesters. So there's a lot of unfamiliar tracks in there, with which were put there by a sizable number of requests from users who have not been here for a few years. So it's going to be pretty surprising and interesting, and if I say so myself. Meanwhile, we'll get to the top 10 now for last week's requests, as I said. Number 10 is a Sega Saturn classic. It's going to be Tabata from Spider Speedway, also known as Grand Chaser.
Number 10.
Electric Boogaloo adds, this is from the Bygone Dogs, that's the name of the band who made this song. And something I forgot to say before is that I'm not sure if I ended up saying it, but I felt it was redundant to use the where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald gimmick for obviously a top full of Sonic tracks, right?
Number 9.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Damn, we've been detected.
Shadow, damn you. Damn you.
Damn it. Damn you. I'm going to destroy this damn planet.
We'll be right back.
Number 8.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Also from Shadow the Hedgehog, this is Mad Matrix at number 8.
Number 7.
Let's see if you can guess what it is without checking the tag. In case you don't know what it is just by listening for the first few seconds. This is the original track for All Your Bands That Belong to Us, Zero Wing, Open Your Eyes, Stage 1 Nettles.
Number 6.
Staying with Mega Drive shooters, this is Hero Flash, also Stage 1. People apparently are more fond of the tracks they hear when they play the game for the first time, huh? Since this is number 6, and I'm pretty sure it's also a new entry to this show, next we'll see what Sonic's fate. Oh!
Number 5.
Extra, This Is My Happiness, featuring D. Mitsuyoshi, obviously Takedude. This is apparently the original, or closer to the original than that, Tom Jones-ish remix we are used to on this show. This is from Space Channel 5 Part 2.
Emerald.
Make me
the Crush 40 version of Seven Rings in Hand from the True Blue, the best of Sonic the Hedgehog album. That's number 4. This was number 2 last week on a podium full of Seven Rings in Hand. Apparently there's an intruder this week.
Number 3.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Bentley Jonas' Seven Rings in Hand version. Seven Rings in Hand. Fairy Tales in Trance. This is present on the Sonic and the Black Knight.
No such thing as faith for those who speed. A path out of time instead of just living it. So many things erase before they begin. Hopes and dreams instead of what could have been. In the sand, just like that, it nothing at all just seems. Nothing at all just seems. through dreams. Folks may burn them, but forever last to give in. Oh, so many things need a push or pull to begin. And freedom moving less than ever hand gets in. Same, it's never the same. Just like that, just nothing at all just means. Nothing at all just means. If all as is, then it's never as is. Back to fact, make real of all that seems. Make real of all that seems.
Number two.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Ah! He's not gonna get away with this!
More Seven Rings in hand. It's been dethroned from the number one spot. Seven Rings in hand are now second, third and fourth. There's a new winner. This is the original from Sonic and the Secret Rings, and it's number 2. It was number 1 for the last few weeks. Well, guys, now we will see what's number one, and then afterwards we'll get to the Sonic Mania tribute by playing the top 20 most requested tracks for the last around 7 years on Radio Sega.
Number one. We'll be right back.
number one, the new request champion, is Origin Awakened, Theme of Heroes, the Mega Drive version of Gaining Ground. It's not the one that we're used the most to listen on this show, actually, we're mostly used to that one on that Sega Ages album, which is a pretty good arrangement, and this is the Mega Drive version, not even the arcade one, but the Mega Drive conversion. Interesting stuff. When this track ends, we're going straight to the weekly theme top segment.
It's no use!
Weekly theme top.
And you know what this segment is going to be about, right guys? It's going to be, the as I've been saying during this show, the 20 most requested classic Sonic games ever on Radio Sega since the request system was changed so that it would register like permanently your requests. So, the games that are eligible are the originals only, no remixes here, for Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Sonic & Knuckles, and Sonic CD. All versions of all these games count. Sega CD, the Mega Drive, PC, Master System. You'll see what songs we'll have here, and I have to tell you, it's pretty surprising. Number 20, for example, was actually from a Master System game. Let's go!
Number 20.
Thank you. This is Scramble Tag Zone for Sonic the Hedgehog 2 on the Master System. Some trivia from Jamie. This song also plays on the opening of the game.
Number 19.
Stardust Speedway, Japanese, from Sonic the Hedgehog CD. This is actually a pretty legendary tune. I'm pretty sure it's on Sonic Mania, even if I am just doing my best to avoid spoilers, since I actually got the PC version, you know.
Number 18.
More Japanese Sonic CD. This time it's Tidal Tempest.
Number 17.
Number 17 is from Sonic the Hedgehog 2, the Mega Drive version. And it's a newest song. That's the official name, that's the name people called it, but come on, everyone knows this is for the scrapped Hidden Palace zone.
Number 16.
This is Metropolis Zone, also from Sonic the Hedgehog 2 for the Mega Drive. Apparently Jamie argued that the unused song wasn't going to be on the Hidden Palace Zone that was scrapped, because Taxman and Stealth, the guys who made Sonic Mania, that's how you know them the most, but they rose to prominence with their Sonic 2 Remastered game that had a completed Hidden Palace zone for Sonic 2. They said they believe, judging from Maza's demo, that song was supposed to be a cutscene, not Hidden Palace. Well, everyone's got their own opinion, right? Even if theirs is arguably an expert one.
Number 15. Number 14.
Bridge Zone, a real classic, and a Radio Sega classic that was so famous, it actually, famous on Radio Sega, that is, it actually got the remix for the 10th anniversary album by Maika. And this is number 14, Sonic 3 credits from Michael Jura's Sonic the Hedgehog 3. I'm pretty sure tons of people know the similarities between this and Stranger in Moscow, but that's how we're going to leave it as it is now.
Number 13.
Zone from the 8-bit version of Sonic the Hedgehog 2. I had no idea this game had so many requested tracks so many years ago on Radio Sega. This is totally Sonic Boom. Or the reverse, Sonic Boom is this. Okay, not Sonic Boom, but the Japanese version. Toot Toot Sonic Warrior, which that's not the name, that's how Jamie called it. But yeah, anyways, the intro for Sonic CD.
Number 12.
Spring Yard Zone from the original Sonic the Hedgehog Mega Drive version, number 12.
Number 11.
Cosmic Eternity, Believe in Yourself from Sonic CD is number 11. We are now halfway through this top, guys. Well, there will probably no gimmicks after the show is over because, well, yeah, time's already short. I'm really enjoying doing this, and I hope you are enjoying both charts. I mean, I know some of you are not enjoying these as much, just like other people didn't enjoy the first one as much. But still, I appreciate everyone's support anyway, and that's the only reason I keep on doing this show. There's still 10 more awesome Sonic tracks to come. We'll see what they are. If you still want to join the conversation for this final stretch of the show, we have our Discord server. You can access it by writing radiose.ga/discord. Again, radiose.ga, so that it spells Radio Sega with the dot before the two final letters, /discord. Let's see what number 10 was, shall we?
Number 10.
Mystic Cave Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog 2 on the Mega Drive.
Number 9.
We'll be right back. Sky Sanctuary Zone from Sonic & Knuckles was number 9.
Number 8.
Chemical Plant Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog 2 from the Mega Drive again. That's number 8.
Number 7.
Number 6.
and this may come as a surprise to people who expected Green Hill Zone to be really ahead. Number 6, by the way, this is number 6, Green Hill Zone, from the first Sonic and Sonic the Hedgehog, on the Mega Drive, obviously. Number 7 was the Staff Roll for Sonic the Hedgehog 2, also on the Mega Drive. Let's see what's on the top 5 next, shall we? But first, let's enjoy this. This is definitely the song that's most associated with Sonic ever. Ending version of Sonic Boom is number 4 for Sonic the Hedgehog CD.
Thank you.
Number 4.
Surprise! Ice Cap Zone 1 is actually number 4, not the winner, as most people were probably predicting, including myself, before I actually built this show and saw how hot it was. Well, number 1 is actually a bit outside the box. It's not really a stage track per se, or an opening track or anything. It's just something that's part of the soundtrack in a way. But still, yeah, this is not the winner regardless. There's still one classic stage above this. And I'm already making way too many spoilers. Please enjoy the rest of Ice Cap Zone 1, will you?
Number 3.
Sonic, you can do anything. Sonic, you can do anything. From Sonic CD, the opening on the Japanese and European versions. This is number 3. What are number 2 and number 1?
Number 2.
Thank you.
absolute classic, Starlight Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog. Up for the Mega Drive, obviously, this is number 2. Well, guys, thanks a lot. Thank you really, really, really much for listening to this show. I hope you enjoyed at least one of the charts. It's been great. The Chart Topping Show will be back. Why is this bugging? Okay, I'm not sure if you can listen to me. So there was an issue. We sort of had an issue here with the hardware, but okay, it appears to be fine now. So, what I was saying is, thanks a lot for listening, really, it means a lot to me. There will be more chart-topping shows next Saturday, just count on me to be here, with your most requested tracks of the week that started today. And more. But for now, let's enjoy number 1.
Number 1.
Crush 40 vs. Cash Cash version of Sonic Boom. Well, yeah, it's on the Sonic the Hedgehog CD folder for Radio Sega. And that's pretty much the reason why it counts, even if it's not exactly what you would expect. I said you had to think outside the box and that it may upset some people. If you don't really consider this part of the top, then just Starlight won. Everyone wins. See you guys next week. Thank you a lot.
Listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.